From JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
I'm a bit worried about the services index given the role in the economy.
You are not wrong. Right, but we're always looking for windows into what's happening in the local economy, aren't we? And BNZ and Business New Zealand produce these performance of manufacturing and performance of services index on a monthly basis, and they combine these to produce a composite index as well, which we can look for reads and sort of GDP in that calculation. So I think yesterday, Mike, you did talk about, you briefly referred to the performance of manufacturing index, which came out on Friday. That's in contractionary territory, so it's under 50. Now, manufacturing has been sort of bouncing around that boundary between expansion and contraction, but that has not been the case with the services sector. It has been resilient. So as we've come out of COVID, we've been out there spending in the cafes and the restaurants and spending on services. So it's sort of been a theme, has the strength there. So the question is it under threat? Now, the services sector in April in this survey has registered, the index registered 49.8. So that's the first time under 50 since February 2022. But Mike, not only has it moved into contractionary territory, but it's also fallen 4 points from 53.8 in March, so to the 49.8 in April. So it's quite a big fall. So we're asking the question whether this is the sector turning or not. You know, what are the implications for that? I'd make the point that one data point doesn't make a trend, but I think the result is notable. If we look at the components that make up the index, we sort of break it down. Activity sales, that's part of the index, it's fallen from 55.9 in March to 45.1. So that's quite a major drop. New orders business, that's also fallen under 50. It's fallen to 49.1. And employment, which as we all know has been a key feature of strength in the economy, it's also dipped under 50. Only just 49.9, but it's under 50. So it looks like demand has hit a bit of an air pocket. Certainly respondents who provide comments on demand around this, they're saying demand or lack of it features there. So, but Mike, if you look at the industry breakdown, some industry here seemingly have just completely reversed course. Transport and storage, finance, transport and storage and finance and insurance both turned around. The one that really stands out, accommodation, cafes, restaurants, it's fallen from 52.7 in March to 35.6.
Wow.
So it's been, that's been a strong source of growth, and it's just totally turned around. A couple of extra points here. The global services sector, if we compare ourselves to the world, the global services sector is sitting at 55.4. So we seem to be a bit of an outlier here. Again, it's whether it's a one-off or not, we don't know yet. We combine the two together to get this combined index. It's calculated a couple of ways. The free-weighted index is 48.5. It's in contraction for the first time since January 2022. So I thought that was very interesting.
And worrying. Debt ceiling, McCarthy says they're dreaming. Biden seems optimistic. Where are we at?
Yeah, I just want to make a couple of points about this, Mike. We're going to hear an awful lot about this, about the US debt ceiling over the next week, as if we haven't already. But I just want to make a couple of points. First thing is, brinksmanship is going to be inevitable. So I'm not discounting a few days of really unsettling disruption, even them taking it past the point where they can't pay their bills until they actually get a resolution. But we have been here before. It's not pleasant, but it is inconceivable that a deal won't be worked out. But I do think, in part of the news there was talk about Biden going to Papua New Guinea. Yeah. He said he won't go if this isn't sorted out. I can't see him going. I can't see him going there at all. Now, one more quick thing. We're fast approaching our budget, and tax is always obviously an issue. Capital gains tax comes up regularly in these discussions. Interesting observation here, Mike, from the US experience. This debt ceiling deadline was originally months ahead. It was revised dramatically to early June. Why? Because the US tax take cratered. It's fallen very sharply from this time last year. And why? They have a capital gains tax, but it's very volatile. It's fine when asset prices are going up. So 2021, asset prices going up everywhere, so that people pay their tax in 2022, they got big tax receipts. But then in 2022, what happened, Mike? Asset prices fell everywhere. So now, nobody's paying any capital gains tax. So it just shows capital gains tax, it's not the be-all and end-all. It does have some shortcomings.
Good insight. What are the numbers?
So the Dow Jones is currently, I'll call it flat, it's up less than 1 point, 33,300. The S&P 500 is up 7 points, 4131 there, so up small. The NASDAQ, though, is up just over 0.5%, 12,354. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 24 points, 0.3%, 7777, the close there. The Nikkei was up 0.81%, 29,626. Shanghai Composite up 1.17%, 3310. The ASX 200 yesterday gained 10 points, 7267. NZX 50 barely moved, it was down 1 point, 11,937. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6237. 0.9306 against the Aussie, 0.5735 against the Euro, 0.4978 pounds, 84.87 against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,017.82, and Brent crude oil, $75.32.
Appreciate it very much, and we'll see you Wednesday. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.